And then you used the line, mild democratic man. And I was very, very unhappy, because what I really wanted to hear about was his rumpled shirt, and I don't know, maybe a frayed eyeglass case, or I don't know, something that was very much nearer to the human condition. Mm-hmm. What about that? What about not having that rumpled shirt in there?
Well, in some ways, what I admired about him, we could describe on one level as a kind of crazed Midwestern friendliness, or desperate Midwestern friendliness. I used to travel with him occasionally. And, you know, if we'd get to an airport and we'd have a 45-minute layover, I would open a book and I would look up in 20 minutes and my father would be having a brandy in the bar with somebody that their only common language was German and they each had about 500 words of it. He had a way of making himself equal to everybody he met, no matter what adjustment was required. And it came to seem to me a kind of moral courage. So there was a sense in which the mild democratic man is a shorthand reference to what seemed to me most durable about him, and what I think touched the most people.